Often in our spiritual journey, there is a need to be diligent and to persevere in Christ.
Today, we'll be talking about being steadfast and unmovable. And as usual, we're here to take your prayer requests live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray. It's the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're excited to dive into our topic of being steadfast and unmovable. Amen. Amen. But first, we'd like to hear from you.
That's right. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. You can call with any request that you have. Now is the time to call. We're here to pray and praise with you. Mm-hmm. This is a global prayer community, and it's full of faithful prayer partners who join together on behalf of requests shared. Mm-hmm. We hope that it's an encouragement in Christ to know that your prayers are being lifted up by a community from all around the globe.
Amen.
Again, that number is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And before we go into the Word of God, let's pray, Season.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we are here once again, and we are in a riveting series. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. We are just talking about being steadfast and unmovable, and we know that it is only by your power that that happens in our lives. And so, Lord, where someone might be shaky, where someone might not know where to turn or where to put their feet, may they be encouraged today that in Christ they are steadfast and unmovable regardless of what's going on around them. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man.
So what do you think? Steadfast and unmovable.
Yeah.
How's your week?
It has been good.
Yes.
Challenges.
I hear there's somebody that you get to play with now that you,
yes,
that you didn't have
Our
before.
Family has a new puppy.
Yay.
I wish I should have threw a picture up there for everyone.
We'll get one next week.
Yeah. But so we're just excited about that. And Declan, of course, is elated. So
yes. Yeah. I mean, a boy and his dog.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, goodness.
Amen.
I should talk to my husband, right? Right, family? I need to talk to Chris. We need a puppy, right? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How's your week been?
It's been wonderful. You know, I just praise God for friendship. It hasn't always been an easy road for me in friendship, but I praise God that in my mature age of in my 40s, that he's really surrounding me with just a few people that are really pursuing Christ. And it's just such a sincere blessing to my life. You're included in that, you and Natasha, of course. But I'm just thankful for friendship this week.
Yeah. And I guess that kind of ties in with what we're talking about a little bit, because I see him, he's surrounding you, talking about being steadfast and unmovable. I know that there has a spiritual application as well, but it manifests in the physical.
You know,
he's grounding us.
A solid community around us.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Speaking of community, family, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. We're going to dive into some scripture, but maybe you're just tuning in to Let's Pray right now. You flip channels, you're on Facebook Live, wherever you're at, and you're like, man, what is this community all about? We are a community of prayer. We come together to share our challenges, but we also come together to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe somebody you know needs a community of like-minded individuals who walk in faith and who are real people who have real problems serving a real and powerful, loving God, this is the place. So welcome to Let's Pray this week.
Amen. And folks, you probably see me playing on my phone. I'm not actually playing. What I'm doing is grabbing my phone and sharing the Let's Pray Live that's on Facebook Live over to my personal page so that we can get the word out. We can get Jesus's word out and the fact that we are a people and a house of prayer for all people.
For all people.
For all people. Amen. So sharing that over, why don't you join us, guys? Why don't you share that? You might know somebody who needs it today. Praise God. So today, our main scripture is from Psalm 121, verse 3a, and it says, "He will not let your foot slip."
Amen.
It's short and to the point.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you know, Season, that context is coming off of last week when we dealt with from whence cometh my help. my help comes from the Lord. Then we dive into the maker of heaven and earth. And then we dive into this verse here. It says, he will not let your foot slip. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about there's no one on planet earth that can make such bold claims.
Yes.
That he will not, that never or always.
Right.
Or,
we often hear, and I'm sure you've probably heard this in therapy and in training, for your day job, I guess you could say, that we don't do always and never. It's
right.
just an impossibility for the human race, but not with God.
Not
He's
with
the
God.
Only one. Always and never applies.
Season, it's almost hard to put your mind around
Absolutely.
Someone who can make a claim like that and then back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And family, I think that that's what we're all about here at Let's Pray. We are we're human.
Mm-hmm.
We make mistakes. We can't promise anything. But when we come together in the name of a God who promises, Psalms 21, he will not let your foot slip. In fact, maybe that's you. Maybe you're going through something right now and you feel you don't have any ground to stand on. Listen, God promises that even in the midst of the toughest part of your circumstance, he will not let your foot slip. Isn't that good news?
It is. He wants us to get there, doesn't he?
That's right. That's
he
right.
wants us to walk in his purpose more than we do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, friends, 877-7 Let's Pray is the number. We're literally waiting to hear from you.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting to get your calls ready to go live with us today, we received a call from Jocelyn. She's a community member of ours, and she called us recently. Take a look at the original call. And our first caller is Jocelyn. You're calling from Canada. Welcome to Let's Pray, Jocelyn. How can we pray for you?
Thank you. I can hear you clearly now, Season.
Praise God.
I had hiatus hernia repair surgery almost 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of days after my surgery, I never had a problem like that before in my life.
Right.
Okay. So I didn't get to see the doctor until a month later for my follow-up, and when I saw him, I talked to him, and he said that He might have cut a nerve to the from the bowel to the stomach, that there's two nerves, and that he might have cut one.
Oh, no.
He said even if he did cut both of them, they would heal in 6 months, and it never healed. I went to to my family doctor after that, and I even saw a specialist, a gastroenterologist, and they did a colonoscopy, but
mm-hmm.
It didn't show up on the colonoscopy. So if they can't diagnose me, they can't heal me.
Right.
So it's going to have to be, if God wills, for me to be divinely healed from this.
I have this
problem every day.
I am so sorry that you're dealing with this. I mean, it's a surgery to repair something, and then something goes wrong.
Yeah, esophagus reflux was repaired,
mm-hmm.
but this other problem I have.
I'm really sorry.
I should have called you sooner, and I don't know why I hesitated.
Well, we're so glad that you did. And you know what? God is a God of perfect timing. He knew exactly when you were going to call. And I believe that he is preparing the way for you, whatever that might be. So we're going to pray for you in just a moment. Jocelyn, I just want to say I'm sorry that you've had to go through
Thank
this for
very
so
much,
long.
Season.
I pray.
I appreciate you guys very much. And I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
well, praise God.
I'm
We're so glad you're part
Christian.
Of our community. Just keep talking to us, Jocelyn. We would love to continue to pray or hear a wonderful praise report. We believe that God still heals and provides miracles today. So please keep in touch
with
us.
Well, I will give you a praise report about another matter. I had cancer years ago and breast cancer, and mm-hmm. I had a mastectomy, and 2 days after the surgery I went down to my social club and the people were all amazed at how well I did. But it was God's doing.
That's a
but
quick recovery.
Pardon?
That's a quick recovery, Miss Jocelyn. 2 days.
Yeah, and I had I have great faith in God has done so many wonderful things for me.
He's such a good God.
I could write a book.
Amen. Amen. It's so healthy for us and such a wonderful thing to recount our blessings and what he's already done. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, I hope that you're encouraged. Please know that we're going to pray for you in just a moment. And God bless you, Miss Jocelyn.
Thank you very much. Do I hang up now?
Sure. If you would like to, that'd be great.
Amen. Our wonderful Vanessa was able to reach out and catch up with Jocelyn for an update. So let's hear what she had to say.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you today. Have you seen any improvement on your health?
There's not much improvement. There are some days that aren't as bad as others.
How long have you been suffering from this situation?
It'll be 5.5 years exactly.
Jocelyn, do you have any other requests for us to be praying for you?
Lately I've been having pain in my left leg and my left foot, and I'm going to be seeing my family doctor Friday. I'm concerned it's either my circulation or diabetes, but I'm concerned, but he'll examine me and to be able to tell me.
Okay, understand.
And I have hypoglycemia.
Okay.
And diabetes type 2.
Despite all this situation that you're going through, how do you feel? How is your spirit right now?
My spirit's pretty good. I have my little routine every day. I get up, feed the cats, feed myself, get breakfast, and I usually have a place to go. I have a senior friend to go visit. She's housebound, and I go visit her a lot. Or I go down to the senior center. And I'm a senior, and we have a senior service center, and I go down there for dinner.
Praise God.
So I have a social life.
And how is your spiritual life? How is your connection with the Lord?
I do study my Bible and my books, and I watch Hope Channel quite a lot.
Amen. And what about prayer?
I pray when I'm on my way out in the morning. On the way to the bus, I pray that God will protect me from evil and drive Satan and the demons away from me and have his angels all around me and guard me and keep me all day and give me his perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray it at night, evening, you know, and I pray for people as circumstances come up.
So you don't only pray just for yourself, but you pray also for others.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you so much for being part of our community, for being part of Let's Pray.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wow, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Ms. Jocelyn. It was a pleasure. I had an opportunity to speak with you myself as well. You're a dear, sweet sister in Christ, and we're so grateful that you're part of the community. You know, the left leg, she's got a doctor's appointment on Friday. So we want to make sure that we're lifting her up continuously, because you know what? It's not always, like we say, it's not always tied up with a neat little bow.
No.
Life is a journey, and we're walking this thing out together. It literally is this place, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Here, let's pray.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jocelyn, we want to pray for you right now, so let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we are encouraged because Jocelyn was asked after she listed so many ailments and so many potential health scares. She said that she's in good spirits, and she named off the fact that she has built a community, the fact that she's checking in on others. And it is just incredible to hear someone who's going through so much be able to stand and say, hey, by God's grace, I'm doing well. Lord, we just want to take time to intercede on her behalf. We want to ask God that you would continue to be close to her. May she feel your presence as she reported having felt. But Lord, I pray that as she goes into her appointment coming up this coming week, next week, Lord, that you would just bless her with some good news, Lord. She's got so much going on, and swelling and circulation, and she's concerned about different things, and even battling type 2 diabetes, God. But we just ask that you would put your healing hand on her, that you would lead her to the proper diet if necessary, to the proper consultation from medical professionals. And Lord, that you would do what you've done in the past, and that you would put your healing hand on her. Sustain her while she waits for her deliverance. while she waits for you to walk her through it, whichever one, Lord. But may she have that peace that she prays for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for the prayer.
Yeah, and speaking of praying season, we actually have Jennifer on the line calling from Pennsylvania. Jennifer, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, I actually have a bit of a praise report, which I'm happy to give. I had actually called in either last week or the week before. All the weeks blend together now, but very recently.
Right.
Just regarding a difficult kind of situation with a new coworker. So I had a new supervisor, and I was really looking for prayers just on clarification and just how she and I could kind of come together and get to know each other and just, you know, have a little bit less tension. She was kind of coming in strong. And I'm also known to be stubborn, so I'm sure I wasn't across the greatest either. But I just wanted to give a praise report that actually after having a very needed conversation with our other supervisor kind of in there helping us, it was very uncomfortable and kind of emotional even and, you know, all of that. But I think after we actually had that really good conversation, it's actually been much, much better. And we've had, you know, things written down, who's responsible for what, and I think that's been very helpful. Man. But I've noticed actually in the past, you know, week, actually since really praying about it, that, you know, the tension has really been released, and I think, you know, we both kind of relaxed a little bit. So it's been much, much nicer, which makes, I'm sure, us both look forward to going into work the next day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, I remember season praying over you because of that. That's right. And, you know, it's sometimes so unnerving when you have to have those crucial conversations. But to know that it has come out for the better of both of you all, and that in your work environment is just a blessing. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for the praise report. And is there anything else that we can pray for you about, or are you about good?
Well, since you both are parents, you might be able to kind of relate to this. So my oldest son has actually caught whatever is kind of going around, and he's been home from school since Monday. So we are all ready for the oldest to feel much, much better, and he's so close. He has a little chess tournament at school tomorrow, so we're just continuing to pray that he just feels better very, very soon, and we can all get back on our routines.
Gotcha. What is his first name?
His first name is Ryan.
Ryan, okay. All right, we're going to lift Ryan up in the family.
Oh, thank you.
That you guys don't catch that thing as a family going around.
Yes, amen, Dave.
Jennifer, I love your spirit. It's just so good to have you on, and thank you so much for being a part of our family.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Amen. Well, friends, our next caller is our good friend Wilbert from Texas. Wilbert, welcome back to Let's Pray.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, just want to pray that the Lord will just continue to guide, lead, direct my path, and continue to just help me to follow him, and pray that he continue to be with all the sick and shut in, and just, and just continue to be with Chase, too.
Yes, be with Chase as well. Any change for Chase?
Well, he's the same, but he's, at least he's, you know,
still here.
It's not, I guess, and things not too worse, I guess.
Okay. Well, praise God for that. Wilbert, I appreciate you, and I know the community does as well. Especially, you said something today that just caught my ear for the first time, praying for the sick and the shut-in. I think that they're kind of giving voice to the voiceless in sometimes, because a lot of times, because they're not out and about, sometimes they feel like they're not being thought of. And so you're adding that voice for them. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, Wilbert. And we're going to be lifting you and your requests up in just a sec.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to continue on the phone lines with Carol calling in from Texas. Carol, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, hi. Thank you. I'd like to ask for prayer for my nephew's son. His name is Ricky.
Okay.
He's 26 years old, and he's in the hospital in Germany, and he's in a coma. And have been for about 4 months.
Okay. Wow.
So I'd like to ask for prayer for him, because he's my nephew's only child.
Oh, Carol, Miss Carol, that's so sad to hear. And it doesn't matter how many children you have, to know that one is not able to function and even in a coma.
Right.
And so far away in Germany, is he there from the military, may I ask? Or
Well, my nephew, he was in the military.
Okay.
And so he's retired from the military.
Okay.
So he's,
gotcha.
You know, stayed over there.
Understood, understood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we will certainly lift Ricky up. When you talk to your son, or to your nephew, please let him know that he has a global community praying for him and for Ricky. And for your entire family. So much love to you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Our next caller is Belle from South Carolina. Belle, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I have some petitions I'd like for you all to offer up.
Yes, ma'am.
One is for Dig's brother that's very, very sick, and she wants the prayer line to really pray for him, that God will intervene, and also Dig's. She has a testimony, short testimony. She has a rare brain condition, and they operate on it in September. And praise the Lord, he let it go through. Even the doctors don't even know too much about it, but that, you know, he gave her a beautiful outcome with that operation. And
so there was...
she wants you all to petition the doctor.
Miss Bell, did you say, Miss Bell, did you say there was a rare brain condition, there was surgery, and everything turned out okay?
Yes.
Praise God.
And then that's her praise.
Yes,
now she would, you hear me? Because I'm kind of low.
I can. I just wanted to stop to make sure I heard you properly for that one.
All righty.
Carry on.
And then she's going to have a second one done because it had to do it two times, besides, on March the 3rd. And she said, please petition God that this one would go well, too.
Amen.
And that give her the strength to, you know, to go through it. And she said she's just leaving it in God's hand, which way or another. But
yeah.
She would like for you all to petition God for this second one that has to be done, that it would go well, so she could have another testimony to praise God about.
Amen. Miss Bell,
and
would you please,
Bell,
would you spell your friend's name again? It starts with a D.
Yeah, B-E-L-L.
You're Belle. And what's your friend's name?
Manny, M-I-N-N-I-E. But I don't know her brother's name.
Manny. And so it's Manny's brother that's very, very sick and then also had the rare brain condition and is having a surgery on March 3rd. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I have one for me now.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right. I have a dislocated knee.
Ooh.
That God allowed me to be walking on now. The 29th of this month, I have to go to the doctor. I'm 88. The 29th of this month, I'm going to go to the doctor, and he's going to see what he can do about it because I have to have it fixed. And
mm-hmm.
And I know God is so good because he allowed me to go to church and go to the center.
That's amazing.
Just praise and thank him, but it's dislocated from the bone. And so God is so good.
Amen.
And please petition that doctor will be able to make the right decision,
mm-hmm.
and that I will have that trust in him at this age and leave it all to him.
Amen. Amen. What I understand you're saying, it's a blessing to be able to walk on it, but it's time to get it fixed. Amen.
Yeah, because he said that it has deteriorated from the bone. It's just hanging up the ear.
I'm sorry.
And God is so good.
Yes. Mm. Well, Miss Bell, I sure appreciate your heart and your spirit and being so positive about something that's got to be painful and difficult. So praise God.
Yes.
It sounds like Christ's character to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to be lifting up Mani and her brother and her surgery, as well as your doctor's appointment coming up on the 29th. Praise God. We're so grateful. We're looking forward to hearing a wonderful praise report on both of these topics, as well as Mani's brother getting better. Amen.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We'd love to hear from you again, Miss Bell. Thanks for calling.
Thank you now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and pray.
All right. You mind if I start?
Sure. Go ahead.
Wonderful. All right. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to lift up our dear friend Wilbert, Lord. We thank you for the faithful members of this community, Jesus, of which Wilbert is one. Lord, he's asked to help, that you would help to guide, lead, and direct his path and the path of those that he loves. He's asking you to be with the sick and the shut in as well, Father. It's a very special request. For some reason, it stands out to me even more so today. And it's always important to you, always an important thing to care for those who are not able to get out, who are maybe feeling a little bit lonely or isolated at times, or just maybe just need some healing and need some prayer and some companionship, Father. Lord, we just ask that you would provide what they need when they need it, Lord. And we just ask for you to intervene on their behalves, and those that are sick, that they would get well, Father, that they would rejoin the community of faith, Father. Lord, please continue to be with Chase. We thank you that Wilbert is a faithful friend who's continuing to pray. And Lord, we lift up our dear sister, Belle. Father, we thank you that she's also a faithful prayer friend, and she's lifting up Manny's brother. She said he's very sick. And Lord, you already know that. You know the request before we even speak it. And so I thank you that you are a God who cares and sees and is already moving on behalf of your people, Father. Lord, we're asking for healing in the name of Jesus for Manny's brother. Lord, please comfort Manny while she's going through this and has recovered from a brain surgery and is about to go into another one in just over a month here, Father. Lord, you know the date and the time, the doctors, the nurses, and everybody's path leading up to that moment, Father. I pray that you would be in the midst of all of this and that you would send your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you would heal her and that we would hear a praise report as well for Miss Bell and her knee. Father, we praise you that she has been able to continue to be active and to participate in her church community and go to her center, she said. Father, that seems like a miracle to me, Lord, to walk around with a dislocated knee. And so, Father, we praise you for that. Please be with her and give her doctors as well wisdom and discernment pertaining her case and the repair of her knee. Thank you for her heart and for her courage, and Lord, for her desire to reach out to you for her request, because Jesus, all of this is only capable through you and your power and by your name. And Lord, we pray that we would each give you all the glory, whatever the circumstance, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we had Carol call in on behalf of her nephew's son, and it is his only child, and they are off in Germany, and he is in a coma at 26 years old. Now, Lord, we don't presume to know what your will is for this young man, but there's something that is resting on me right now that I cannot shake. And in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would raise that dear boy up. Lord, that you would call him up out of that coma, that you would cause everything in his body to function the way it needs to. Lord, we watched you do it so many times, and you said whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God, in the name of Jesus, by your authority, we ask that you that boy would rise up now. We thank you, God, for your perfect will that will be done. We beseech you on behalf of your perfect will, but Lord, we boldly come to you right now and ask you to raise him up. We're happy for whatever you do because you do everything well. But we will ask nonetheless, please, Lord, thank you for what you will do. And then, Lord, we just want to lift up Carol. And actually, we want to lift up Jennifer. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much for the praise report that you were in that meeting room. And though their emotions may have been gone to and fro, there were amazing things that took place so that they were able to have and are able to have a better work environment and a greater understanding as a unit, Lord. And we pray for peace to continue in that place, and may your presence be felt and palpable coming and emanating from Jennifer, and may that be contagious to everyone else that she's around. We thank you so much, Lord, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes. Well, friends and family, if you ever find yourself wanting to pray but would like some ideas to enrich your prayer life, we would love to help with that. Here's a practical prayer tip for you.
this week's practical prayer tip is to try prayer walking, spending some time outdoors talking with God while you walk. You know, it's been said that the Bible is the Word of God, but that He also reveals Himself through the book of nature. And so when you combined, you know, maybe some scriptures that you've meditated on, you head outside, you take a walk, you're talking with God in that air.
And movement.
Yeah, there's something about it. And, you know, on this side of the hemisphere, it's winter. But, you know.
A good brisk walk never hurt anybody.
Never hurt anybody. Bundled up a little bit. And take a walk and talk with God. And you had a powerful perspective as well you wanted to share. I would like for you to share, actually.
Absolutely. You know, it was just a simple thought of the fact that we can maybe take a walk around the school our children go to and pray. We can walk around our homes or maybe around our property line, maybe around your job on your lunch break and pray. I believe that not only is the kingdom of God a theocracy as opposed to a democracy, but it's a kingdom of order, of rank, and of, how do I say, almost a military style.
So
that's
is.
Our understanding. Yeah. So there's dominion, there's authority, and I believe that the things that the Father has given us under His authority, we can act in authority.
That's right.
And to speak life and to pray around those things, not that we would hang on to them if He said to let go, but while we're good stewards of them, to pray over those things, including our family.
You're right, Susan. The enemy seeks to take territory. And what you're suggesting there is going into those places and saying, hey, by God's power, you don't have dominion here.
Amen.
And we will take back this ground for Christ.
So I love that. I love your thought there. Go for a prayer walk.
Yeah.
My mind immediately goes into somewhat of a strategy just from my life.
Yeah.
I've had to think very clearly about how to move out of things, be very intentional. And so that's where my brain goes.
All right, family. Well, hopefully you're able to apply this prayer request or this prayer tip and let us know even. Maybe you go for prayer walks or maybe you've never tried it. If you try it, let us know what you think about it. We'd love to hear from you.
Amen.
Yeah. In fact, that number right now is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We want to hear more from you. We've heard from Jennifer and Carol and we've heard from others today. We want to hear from you. Give us a call.
That's right. You know what? While we're waiting, we'll have some more guidance from the Word of God and more prayer on the other side of the break. Be right back. Welcome back to Let's Pray. And before we dive back in, we're inviting you to give us a call. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. Also, if you'd like to stay in touch throughout the week, you can always find us on social media at Let's Pray Live. It's easy, guys. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There's extra content, prayer time. You know, really, we just want to do whatever we can to better support you throughout the week.
That's right.
So we're going to dive back into the Bible. I'm excited about this scripture. I really like it a lot. I'm grateful for you to you for choosing this one. It's 1 Corinthians 15:58, and this one is out of the English Standard, and it says, "Brothers and sisters, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain."
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Susan, we were talking before, and the thought that came to my mind was that, you know, if we take care of what it is that God has called us to take care of, then He's going to take care of us and everything. And you you said that resonated because you actually heard God say that to you in some ways.
It was spoken to my heart.
Right.
It wasn't an audible.
Right.
But at the same time, it was direct. So in the earlier days of Let's Pray, I had become pregnant but hadn't told anybody. And so right before we went live, there were some complications. I was very concerned. I had good reason to be concerned. I believe at that time that because we had transferred to embryos because my family and I had gone through IVF, I think that at that time I was losing one of them. They call it a subchorionic hemorrhage. And so during that time, I had a choice. Somebody was in the producer's seat. Her name was Priscilla. She said, Season, we can do a rerun real quick. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the Lord said to me, Season, you take care of my business, and I'm going to take care of yours. I was stable at the time. It was going to take the half an hour for my husband to get here. And so we did the program. Mm. And during that time, I just really felt a peace from the Father saying, you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that meant a positive outcome.
Right.
Our son from that time is now 3.5 years old, so praise Jesus. It doesn't always turn out that way, and I wasn't sure what he meant, but I knew that I could kind of stand in that, whatever may come.
Yeah. Steadfast, unmovable.
And not in me,
right.
Not in me, only
right.
in him.
Yeah.
He is how I can become steadfast and immovable.
Yeah.
You can't do enough squats or crunches to become strong enough to become steadfast and immovable in our physical.
Yeah.
But when we're with Christ, we're solid.
And I love how you said, I knew that I could stand in that.
I could stand
you
in
had
that.
Something that was outside of yourself, greater than yourself, to be able to stand on, because you couldn't do anything in that moment.
Nothing.
And so that's just powerful, Season. And I just want to appeal, brothers and sisters, maybe that's you. Maybe you've received an unfavorable diagnosis. You have a bill that you cannot pay. Maybe you're trying to figure out how you're going to get into school or how your child's going to get into school. No matter what the situation is, our key scripture today said he will not allow your foot to slip. Brothers and sisters, you have, like Season had, some ground to stand on. Through Christ, you can be steadfast and immovable, taking care of what God tells you to take care of, knowing that no matter the outcome, he's going to take care of you. And that's the God that we serve.
Amen, guys. It's 877-7. Let's pray is the number to call. We're literally waiting to hear from you. And speaking of our phone lines, we have Andrea from Canada. Welcome to Let's Pray.
Hello. Good evening, guys.
Good evening. How can we pray with you?
Yes, I have two prayer requests. One is for my church sister, Olive Pickering. She has lung cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So we're believing God for a miracle.
Amen. Amen. Yes. He is a God of miracles.
Yes, he is. I've been there, so I know what that's like. God answers prayers.
Yes.
My second request is for my sister, Olive. She has gestational diabetes. And she's a bit concerned about that. It's her first child.
Okay.
So we just want to...
How far along is she?
Her request. She has 5 weeks left
before
she has a baby.
Oh, time is ticking too slowly for her, I'm sure. Now, Miss
yes.
Andrea, am I correct in assuming that both of the requests are for somebody, they're different people, but they're both named Olive?
Yes.
Praise God. I wanted to make sure I hadn't messed that up. Amen. Is there anything that we can pray for you, Miss Andrea?
For me, I would just like to have a deeper relationship with Christ.
Amen.
I am a believer, but at times things happen in our lives and we get sidetracked. But I know that he's still on the throne.
Amen.
And I need to have a better relationship with him because I know that his coming is near and I need to be ready.
I think our entire community can give you a resounding amen to that. Life does happen and we all do desire a deeper walk with Christ. So thank you for that. Thank you for your honesty. So we're going to be lifting up these two requests as well as your desire for a deeper walk. Andrea, thank you for calling. We look forward to hearing a positive report or the opportunity to just keep walking with you. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you so much.
We're going to go to the lines. We have Mary calling from California. Mary, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Oh, I have depression, and I've lost a lot of weight, and I'd like to gain some weight and be free from the depression.
Mary,
I had a stroke a year ago,
okay.
And that's what caused it.
Okay. Oh, and so it's been a year that you've been battling post-stroke.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a support system? Do you have family around or anything?
Yes. I live with my husband, and my son's living with us, too.
Good. Mary, my heart just goes out to you. I'm so sorry, really, to hear about the stroke that you had, and I can't imagine the recovery process and the subsequent depression that has come as a result of it. God bless you, Mary, and we're going to certainly lift you up and your entire family, because I know that it's been difficult.
Thank you very much.
God loves you, and so do we. You have a community here, so keep talking to us. In fact, Mary, we just want to have a word of prayer with you now, if that's all right. Father God, we thank you so much for Mary, and we've just heard, you know, that she's struggling with depression. We're not born post-stroke. We don't have those types of issues, and then one day something like that happens, and our entire world are thrown upside down, and we're having to recover from something that we've never experienced before. Lord, we just ask that you would truly guard her heart and mind. She's coming to you. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. She's coming. She knows where her help comes from. And so, God, even tonight, we're bold enough to ask that you would just give her peace. We don't want to just speak of it in flowery terms. May she experience it for what it means in her life right now. Maybe for the first time in the last 365 days, may she have a rested heart and mind. May she have assurance that you are with her and that you will bring her through this and that you will walk with her in the midst of it. You will not let her foot slip. Let this be something that she experiences even now, Lord, and carry her through. And we love her with the love of Christ, and it is a blessing to have her a part of this community. We will walk with her through depression in Jesus' name, and we are grateful to be able to be on this leg of the journey with her. In Jesus' name, bless her and keep her and her entire family, we pray, as they support her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Lord, I'm just going to continue this prayer while we're in this prayer posture, Father, and lift up Andrea, Lord. I thank you so much that she's a part of our community, Father. She's lifting up Olive, her church sister, who has lung cancer, Jesus, and I cannot imagine what that news must have been like, what her journey might be like. It might be one of peace and victory right in the midst of it, but there might be a place of concern or fear. Father, we just don't know. But I do know, Father, that your character is never changing. Your love is everlasting, and that you are the almighty healer, Father. So, Father, your word says by your stripes we will be healed, and then later we are healed.
Yes.
Lord, and I believe that you came to heal us, ultimately to salvation, Jesus, but I believe that you care about the state that we're in while we are here. So, Father, we're asking for healing from lung cancer, Jesus. Also, that you would guard and protect Olive, who is dealing with gestational diabetes, Father. Protect the baby. Protect Mama. Father, we pray for no complications. Jesus, I cannot imagine what the concern must be like holding that beautiful child and wondering and hoping and praying that everything is going to be okay. And Father, I just pray that you would settle your peace over her in the name of Jesus. Lord, that she would continue to seek your face, Father, that she would start this baby's life out by praising you, Lord, and that would be taking place in the midst and over this child, Father, that there would be an attitude of gratitude that's implanted into this child from the very beginning because of the way that you save and the way that you have tender love and mercy and care for each one of us, Father. Lord, please bless and keep her as well as Andrea, Jesus. She desires a deeper relationship with you, Father. I pray that you would ignite a new desire in her heart for your word, Jesus. Each of us, Lord, light our hearts on fire for your word like never before, Father. Lord, I pray that you would fill us each with your Holy Spirit and that we might truly sense a deeper relationship with you, Father. A next level, to put it in a phrase of today, Lord, a next level relationship with you. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Susan, we have Tamara from calling in from Michigan. Tamara, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
My name is Tamara.
Tamara, so sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's okay. And I want to quit smoking and drinking. And I'm staying with my sister. I pray I can hurry up and get my own place.
Mm. All right. All right.
But she wants me out and I want to go.
Yeah. Tamara, I just feel led to switch this over to Season and let Season kind of talk to you for a second and maybe even pray with you when we pray, because she struggled with some things and in that area, and God has given her victory. So we're certainly going to pray. But I want Season maybe to speak a couple words into your life.
I think that Mario's trying to be nice by saying I was a smoker and a drinker.
Okay.
He's being sweet. I smoked for 14 years, and I know that God is a God of breaking chains of addiction in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I've been smoking and drinking for 50 years, and I'm 66 years old.
Now's the time, friend. Now is the time in the name of Jesus. Do you know one of my favorite people, if I could just quickly say a word to you? One of my favorite, he's an elder in the church that I first got sober in. His name is Ted Furnish. He said to me and a couple other friends, you guys, you don't have to try not to smoke or not to drink. You have to turn your body, turn your face, turn your heart and your spirit towards Jesus Christ. Because when you're facing Christ, you will naturally begin to turn your back to those things. Just pursue him with everything in you. And whatever it is in that moment that makes you want to smoke or drink, it's choosing that or choosing to let the Lord provide whatever it is you're receiving from those things instead. Okay. I know it's not easy. And I know that I can't just wave my wand.
My sister is a pastor.
Yes, so you've heard it.
My brother is a deacon.
Yes.
And my father and grandfather were pastors.
Amen. You know what? I'm sure you've heard it then. But you know what? God still sees you and hears you, and he loves you right where you are, and he desires for you to be free. So don't give up. Please don't give up. And listen, don't let shame weigh you down either. You're walking in the direction of Jesus and you have a desire to stop. And I believe that the Lord will provide that for you just by faith. I have faith for you, even if in these moments you're not feeling it yourself.
Okay.
All right. Can we pray for you? Would that be all right?
Yes, ma'am.
How's your heart about this topic? Is it heavy?
Real heavy.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to lift you up. If that's all right, we as a community, a global community, will be lifting you up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, sometimes we have a lot of words, but Father, the only true resource is you. And Lord, I just ask for a double portion of your, whether it's fortitude, grace, healing, Lord, just a removal of shame and burden and whatever it is in our dear sister's life that's causing her to reach towards those things, Father. Lord, I ask that you would heal. Father, to me, it sounds like fruit. Now, addiction is the fruit of some other root, Father. And so I pray that you would show her what the root is to these things, Lord, for her story and her journey, Lord, because it's different than mine and different than someone else's. And Father, I ask, Lord, that you would break the chains of addiction in the name of Jesus. Lord, your name is enough. Your grace is more than sufficient for our dear sister in Christ, Lord. I pray that while she's on this journey, Lord, you would still continue to tell her how much you love her. Father, that you would wash her in your love. Lord, you are the living water. You are a clean love, Father. And I thank you for whatever is going on from her past, her present, or her tomorrow, Jesus, that triggers those desires, Father. I ask that you would cover it. Love covers a multitude of sin, and Lord, you are love. Therefore, you cover a multitude. Father, I pray that you would lighten her load and her burden and her heart. And Father, continue to give her the fortitude to pursue, Lord, sobriety. And Lord, that even at the age of 60, which is not that old, Lord, that you have more for her.
Yes.
You have more for her. Lord, you value her so deeply. And Lord, I just ask for your spirit to fill her again, Lord, and to renew her fortitude again, Lord, and however many times it takes, Jesus. Sometimes you will deliver, and Lord, I ask for an absolute just delivering for the taste of alcohol and cigarettes in the name of Jesus. But Father, sometimes you desire that we walk it out, whatever the journey. Father, I thank you that you love her. And Lord, please remind her that she's complete in Christ, that she is not broken and does not need fixing. Father, that we need a deeper revelation of how much you love us, and that is what brings the healing. And Father, I pray that that would be made real for her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susan.
Praise God.
I know we have some individuals on social media, and I have two requests that I would like to lift up.
Please go ahead.
So while you're finding individuals, we have Maria, who is the mother-in-law of our dear Ricardo here, who's behind the scenes, always working the camera for us here at Let's Pray at Hope Channel. And so his mother-in-law had a pacemaker put in a few weeks ago, and just recently is suffering from some complications, and she's concerned. And obviously Ricardo's wife is concerned for her mother. And so we want to lift that family up. Maria, if you're watching, we love you with the love of Christ, and we're certainly going to lift you up in prayer that God will continue to restore you. And then the second one is from someone I know, one of my young people that I stay in contact with. Her mother Juliet is recovering from a surgery that she had a couple weeks ago, but she's getting ready to go into have another surgery coming up soon. And she requested, in fact, her mother Juliet often watches Let's Pray. And so Esther and Juliet, we're praying for you and your family. Miss Juliet, God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of our Let's Pray family. And we're going to lift you up in your time of need. So hang in there. We can't wait to hear what God is going to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God for the ministry that he's given you in Let's Pray and outside. There's so many that the Father has given you to care for by his power and by his love. Amen.
Yeah.
So we have a wonderful online community, and I want to say hi to Shelley in Jamaica, Carol in Texas, and Maria in Brazil. I wonder if that's our Maria we were just talking about. So there are praises for successful surgeries. Shanika says, my fiance just lost his best friend of 30 plus years to a heroin overdose. Oh,
yikes.
Heavenly Father, Lord, there aren't words sometimes that you just... Oh, my goodness. Lord, Joy is saying, pray for focus when studying the Word of God. I got baptized a year ago. Praise Jesus. And I don't want to go back where I am coming from when I have my Advent family around. Amen. That desire not to go back to that place certainly spurs us on, doesn't it? Amen. Jesus will keep you, though. Jesus is going to keep you. He loves you right where you are. Paula says, please pray for my sister Maureen in Canada. Return my son Jaden and keep my family safe. Nathalie, hello, Nathalie. She says, praise God through next term in my program. One step closer to graduation. Praise Jesus for your diligence. Amen. Cecilia says, pray for my family. Lucy says, my family finances. Guys, help. I need help. And Ijani says, to pray for a grandson who is in the hospital, will be getting IVIG infusions. He has POTS and possible autoimmune issues. Pray for the infusions will work and that he will be able to function again. He's 17 years old. Is that sounds familiar to the one of the requests we received earlier on the phone line?
Yeah.
Rain says, my cousin Bernadette has been in a coma since Thursday. She has a husband and two beautiful daughters. We're waiting for a miracle, and so are we. In the name of Jesus, she says, I know that God is able.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Love that heart. Ida says, I'm having health issues. Prayer for Rodrigo says that he will experience peace and joy. And Claudina's cousin, Gail, Sarah Beth, looking for a job and financial blessing. And I do want to mention one other request that came in on our messages through our Facebook messenger. This person is asking for a prayer for their friend Talissa's surgery. The reason I wanted to bring it up is the surgery's tomorrow. So this surgery tomorrow, kidney and liver cancer keeps coming back. So the surgery is for kidney and livers, and this is a persistent cancer that continues to come back over and over. So I know that we are just a touch short on time, so let's cover these when we close the program, if that would be all right. And guys, we want to leave you with some encouragement as we come to a close today. Love it. It's our promise of the day.
Amen. Yes, our promise of the day comes from Isaiah 43:2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And so that is a powerful promise from God. He uses the word when. You're going to have these issues, mm-hmm. but you will not come out of them anything but triumphant.
Yes.
We don't know what that looks like. We don't always like the outcome, but we're still coming through it victorious because we're going through it with God.
We're going into the waters.
That's it.
We're going into the fire.
That's
but as
it.
A song says today, there's another in the fire with us.
That's
Amen.
Right. He will not let your foot slip.
Amen.
Amen.
Oof. Can't be anything but good because that's who he is.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Would you mind?
Let's pray. Father God, we are thankful for what you've done here today. We thank you for your spirit that binds us with cords of love around this globe. We pray for every individual who's tuned in and their families represented. Lord, we want to lift up Maria as she is worried about her heart. We want to lift up Juliet as she's going into a new surgery. Lord, and we want to lift up those individuals, our precious followers and family members on Facebook. Bless us and keep us, God, as we move into a new week, and bring us back here together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Friends and family, thank you so much for being with us today.
That's
Why don't you
right.
take us out, Mario?
And remember, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We are here.
We'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next week.